I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Severe political tension threatens to rock Haiti, but the country has a much worse problem. And the pandemic hit deaf communities hard, but now you can help. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Haiti prepares for countrywide protests as opposition leaders call on the current president to step down. Some are concerned he's trying to amass too much power and want elections for new parliament. But Eva DeHarta for Haiti with Love says hunger drives much of the unrest.
They want him out of there. He says his term's not up. He's not leaving. So it's kind of a standoff. The difference with Haiti is that they pre-plan their riots. They actually get approval for their riots. Port-au-Prince was scheduled to explode in February, but it's our understanding that that might be accelerated.
DeHart says many desperately hungry Haitians have resorted to kidnapping to get ransom money to buy food.
You've got children as young as 5 out on the streets begging for food or money to get food. And you've got the major section of your teenagers and young adults doing the kidnapping.
The For Haiti with Love Burn Clinic continues to see patients during this chaotic time, healing their wounds and sharing the gospel. DeHart asks listeners to pray.
Just for the peace and calm of the staff, that they focus on the people coming in.
For the second year in a row, Open Doors puts India at number 10 in the list of countries where it's most difficult to be a Christian.
But even in the midst of that persecution, God grows and strengthens his church.
David Reeves of Unfolding Word celebrates good news from church planting partners in India.
During 2020, the COVID year, they've planted more churches in all the 25 years of their ministry work there, just hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people coming to Christ, and house churches, 10 to 50 type people throughout India are just popping up all over the place.
Unfolding Word supports national believers so they can translate God's word into their language.
They're just tired of waiting, so they're trying to do it themselves. And we provide tools and resources to help them. My friends there in India, I've known several who are now with Jesus who've been killed along the way, or some thrown in prison, persecuted in various ways.
But it won't stop the church from moving forward.
This context looks a lot like what it looked like in the first century church. These folks aren't hesitant to keep pressing ahead, just like the early church wasn't hesitant to keep pressing ahead in the midst of the persecution.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. The dissatisfaction, disease, and unrest of 2020 continue to make headlines in the new year. However, Rob Myers with Door International says that while 2020 was a challenging year, they have seen gospel opportunities spring up. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, chronically unemployed and underemployed deaf suddenly were out of work worldwide. Yet God was moving through the church.
We have a number of different stories about how deaf leaders have purchased groceries, purchased water, other things for deaf families, brought those supplies to those families, and then that may have been the first time that they actually had the opportunity to hear the gospel.
Inspired by local leaders, Door started the 30 for 30 campaign to raise awareness of the increased plight for deaf due to the pandemic. People could donate $30 to help feed a deaf family for 30 days. Over 500 families were served from this ministry. Another unexpected result of the pandemic was that online deaf fellowships of 20 or more began to gather.
They were meeting regularly, meeting every week, and allowed those evangelists and teachers to not have to travel so much. They could simply go online and then be able to mentor and encourage these new deaf believers.
Please pray God would use Door in 2021 to continue to reach deaf people around the world, and learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries, bringing you the news and helping you identify ways to help you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. When you give, you enable all of us to come together, appreciate great stories, experience breakthroughs, and build relationships. Please consider joining us today. Look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.